Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, welcome to the Greg Squirrel Show, brought to you right here, Blog Talk Radio. If you're listening today, I want to say thank you to listening to the show. Got a lot of stuff talking about. Got some big fights coming up this weekend, Portsmouth, Arkansas, Extreme Fighting Inc. You also have Adrenaline Fight League, Springfield, Missouri. And we're going to be talking about a big event coming to Davenport, Iowa. So we want you to stay close and give you some information about that event. It is Thursday. It is the Friday Eve, as I like to call it. Weekend is just around the corner. Super Bowl just a few days away. So we're going to be hitting on that. Deflate Gate, as they are calling it. Once again, New England Patriots have been accused of maybe doing a little hanky-panky with their footballs. We'll be talking about that. 323-642-1128 is the phone lines. If you want to call in, nothing you want to talk about, we'll be glad to have you. Got the chat room up and running. If you want to come into the chat room, leave some messages and comments. We'll make sure to recognize those. You can also go to my Facebook page and leave comments on there. A lot of great stuff going on today. So let's not waste any time, and let's get busy. All right. Like I say, a lot of stuff going on in sports. Super Bowl just a few days away. If I sneeze, I apologize. I feel it. Told you I felt it coming. So get that sneeze out of the way, and we can get on with the show. So, they're calling it Deflategate, and in case anybody doesn't know what's going on, is the NFL did an investigation, and the football that New England provided was under the I forget how they phrased it. Anyway, the footballs were underinflated. The footballs have a specific PSI or whatever that they're supposed to be inflated, and apparently some of these balls were not inflated properly. And according to a report I heard, each team provides balls, and they are inflated to the proper weight and everything, and then they're signed off, but then the balls are given back to the team. So somewhere between point A and point B, some of the air was let out of, almost 2 pounds of air was let out of 11, I think they said 11 of the 12 footballs that they inspected were underinflated. Bill Belichick, he's gone out and said, I have no idea. Belichick was in his interview. When he came in Monday morning, he was shocked to learn of the news reports about the football. He said he had no idea of the situation. And he said he just didn't know what was going on. He said he'd been in the league 40 years. He had no knowledge of the various steps involved in the game ball. He said the process that happened between when they were prepared and went to officials and went to the game, he didn't know anything about it. How do you not know about that? I'm calling BS right there. If you're a head coach, you're supposed to know everything that's taking place, whether it's equipment, balls, whatever. You know, I'm calling BS on that. He goes on to say, I'm trying to coach the team, and that's what I do. I think we all know that quarterbacks, kickers, and specialists have certain preferences on the footballs. They know a lot more than I do. I'm still calling BS on that. You know, this wouldn't be the first time Belichick in New England have been accused of cheating. So I guess my question is, if it comes out true that this happened, what do you think the punishment should be? 323-642-1128. Call in with your opinions on that. Hey, Rick, say hello to some people out there. Nate Hendrickson, attorney at law in Muskogee, Oklahoma. If you are have a legal issue coming up and you need good representation and you live in the Oklahoma area, check out Nate Hendrickson, attorney at law. We also want to say hello to the Herbalife family of Northwest Arkansas, Moxie Nutrition, Live Right Nutrition, Fayetteville Nutrition, Nutrition Hog, and many, many other locations spread out throughout Northwest Arkansas. If you're wanting to lose weight, get healthy, give me a shout. I can tell you what it's all about. I've been using Herbalife. I've lost about 25 pounds, and I can show you how to do it also. All right. Now, back to this New England thing. You know, you're the head coach. You're supposed to know anything and everything that goes on. And so, like I say, this would not be the first time Bill Belichick in New England has been accused of pulling something. So, like I say, I just want to know the people's opinion. And see what you say, what you think the punishment should be. This on Facebook. All right. So I put on my Facebook page that what should the punishment be for New England if all this proves out to be true? 323-642-1128. Should they replay the game with Indianapolis? Does it really matter if the balls were underinflated? If they were underinflated, I could see where it made the ball easier to catch. Because I've tried catching a fully inflated NFL football. And so I could see it, especially in the temperatures that they were playing with against Indianapolis, where an underinflated football would be a little bit softer, easier to catch. So call in with your opinion. We want to know what you think. I still smell something fishy. So anxious to see what the NFL does with their investigation. But once again, Belichick, he's claiming, I don't know what's going on. And naturally, he's trying to deflect, I guess the word I'm looking for. He's trying to deflect anything off of him. So maybe he in case they decide to kick players out of the game, Super Bowl, he's not one of the ones that they kick out. NFL, other NFL news. NFL has fined Marshawn Lynch $20,000 for a post-touchdown crotch grab in the NFL. More fines could be forthcoming if Lynch decides to continue his tradition of not talking to reporters. NFL is looking at fining Marshawn Lynch $50,000 for each of the past two seasons for not talking to the... I mean, I can understand that, but I don't think a player should be forced to talk to the media. I think it should be up to the players. If the media come up to him and says, hey, can we interview you? He should have the right to say yes or no. He shouldn't be forced to have to talk to the media if he don't want to. And once again, it's just the NFL playing, you know, I don't know what they're playing, but that's pretty much how I feel, whether it's football, basketball, baseball, whatever sport. I think it should be the player's option if he talks to the press or not. If he's having a bad game and he don't feel like talking, then he shouldn't have to talk. Once again, I think it should be up to the player. I think the press should have to go should go to the player and says, do you feel like giving an interview? Do you feel like talking? And if he says yes, great. But if he doesn't, don't fine him for it. You know, because I'm the first one to tell you, I've been in situations where there's been opportunities to talk to the press, and if I didn't feel like talking, then I'm not going to talk to them. Now, naturally, I will talk to them if I feel like it. If I feel I have something to say. But, you know, once again, I think it should be up to the players that if they don't feel like talking to the press, then they shouldn't have to talk to the press. I think it should be their call, not the NFL's, and I don't think the NFL should be fining the player if they don't talk to the press. I think that's total bullcrap. All right. Sorry about that. We lost our feed there for just a second, but we are back. All right. Like I say, it's first 15 minutes are in the book, so we're going to step out for 2 minutes, take a short break. We will be back on the other side. So, like I say, phone lines are open, 323-642-1128, right here on The Greg Skrull Show on Blog Talk Radio.
If you love me, you would be here with me. You love me, come find me.
the Greg Skrull Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. The phone lines are open, 323-642-1128. If you want to call in, something you want to talk about, we'll be glad to hear from you. Bottom of the hour, we're going to be talking more about the Super Bowl. Going to be talking some NBA basketball, give you some scores from last night, and maybe and some college sports action. All right. Got some great MMA events coming up this weekend. Let's get started, if you know what I mean. Extreme Fighting Inc. Presents XFI Ice. That's going to be taking place in Portsmouth, Arkansas at the Portsmouth Convention Center. Got some great matchups on this card. Let's see if I can find the card and we can run over it real quick. And let's see. If there's any other fighters or anybody out there listening that want to call in, talk about your upcoming event, we will be glad to have you on the show. Okay, I had the card right here in front of me, then it disappeared. All right, let me look it back up here. Here we go. All right, here's the XFI official fight card, starting at the bottom and working up. Justin Casey against Sammy Rogers. Chase Burns taking on Shaylin Sykes. Will Walters against Antonio Garcia. Jonathan Gooch taking on Frankie McChristian. O'Shea Jones taking on Harley Groves. Brandon Clement taking on Tommy Sargent. Dustin Thompson taking on John Songer. Stephanie Hull taking on Kaylin Duff. Nate Wilson taking on Devon Spencer. Catherine Grasshopper taking on Kate Teehee. James Williamson taking on Rick Pruden. Larry Van taking on James Seltzer. Lana Thal taking on Lakeisha Gardner. David Keel will meet up against Miles Malone. Robert Hamilton against Eric Pearsant. Bud Bogan taking on Tyler Jones. This next fight's a fight I've been wanting to see the rematch of for a long time. They finally got it going down. Chris Brookfield taking on Grayson. Excited to see that fight. Austin Anderson taking on Brandon Bledsoe. Justin Short taking on Jeff Jenkins. Dan Casper taking on Anthony Ward. Will Walker taking on Fred Pierce. Greg Dunnigan taking on Oscar Valdez. And Rodney Allison taking on Dave Burrow. So that's your fight for Extreme Fighting Inc. That's going to be a good show, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, Portsmouth Convention Center. Portsmouth, Arkansas, Extreme Fighting Inc. For ticket information, I'll pass on this information for you. You can get a hold of Spike 22 Academy. Let's see here. See if they got the phone number for Spike 22 where you can get your tickets. Let's see, where'd that phone number go? I hate it when I'm trying to read stuff on Facebook and things get hot bop bouncing around and stuff. Here you go. Here's your ticket information. Spike 22 Academy, 624 Main Street in Van Buren. You can go to Cali Inc., 221 Harrison Avenue for your tickets. Let's see here. I'm trying to see if they have a phone number, which they don't. You can always look up Extreme Fighting Inc. on Facebook, and they have their Facebook page right there, and you can get in there and get you some tickets. So that's the big event, Extreme Fighting Inc. coming to Fort Smith, Arkansas. All right, Adrenaline Fight League. They're going to be, that's where I'm going to be Saturday night. Adrenaline Fight League. Coming back to the legendary Friday night. Did I say Friday night? Saturday night. Extreme Fighting Inc. is going to be bringing their action back to the Shrine Mosque. All right. I did get an updated fight card this morning. So as of this morning, and like I say, this can change about 45 times between now and Saturday night. But as of this morning, here is what the Adrenaline Fight League card looks like. Corey Jones taking on James Curtis. Tyler Schmidt taking on Teve Lewis. Like I say, I'm anxious to see if this fight takes place. Brittany Beasy taking on Lena Thal. And the reason I said that is because Lena Thal is also scheduled to appear at XFII. So somebody's going to be disappointed because Lena's not going to be showing up at their card. Who it's going to be, I have no clue. Joseph Jones taking on Darren Brassard. Steve Griggs taking on Michael Rivera. Neil Summers taking on Michael Dotson. Bobby Hurd taking on Joe Taylor. Cam Banks taking on Jeremy Dukes. Toby Prett taking on Zach Blay. Michael Long taking on Kimmel Crossland. Brad Aaron taking on Dylan Hilton. And Josh Weaver taking on Sean Swisher. All right, we got the Pitbull Powerports Jiu-Jitsu Super Fight. We're going to see Brad Montgomery taking on Eric Decker. For the AFL heavyweight title fight, you're going to be seeing Quentin Goody defend against Zach Ziegler. For the AFL lightweight championship, you're going to see Tony Marquez and Jason Scarface Hansen. And for the Spire sectional title middleweight championship, you're going to see Tyler Honeybadger Johnson taking on Curtis Eller. That's your fight lineup for Big Show coming. That's going to be the big fight coming to Adrenaline Fight League. So, hope everybody has a good time at both of these events. I'm excited to be going back to St. Louis. I'm excited to be going back to Springfield. I always enjoy going up there. Some great fights. So just have to see what happens. All right. Let's see here. All right. Also got some information about a big MMA event. We're going to hit on this real quick. Mike Smith, Quad City Fighting Championship up in Davenport, Iowa. He sent me some information about a big card he's got coming up there February 21st. Winter Whooping Battle of the Masters at the Davenport Fairgrounds. 12 MMA fights with fighters from all across the Midwest. Going to be challenging for the Masters belts. Fights start at 7:30, and you can get your tickets at cagetix.com. And leading up to the show, we're going to get Mike Smith, the promoter, get him on the Greg Squirrel Show and let him talk about his big event. So I know my show has the potential of going all across the United States and around the world thanks to the internet. So I know there's a lot of great MMA promotions in your area. So if you are an MMA fan, I invite you to get out and check out your local promotions because, you know, you never know who's going to step up. Bellator, UFC, World Series of Fighting. Just a lot of good promotions out there, and so you never know who's going to be that next rising MMA star to come up out of one of these independent promotions. All right, we are coming up on the bottom of the hour. We're going to step away for a couple of minutes, so phone lines are still open, 323-642-1128. So there's something you want to talk about. When we come back from the break, we're going to be talking NBA basketball. Got some NBA basketball scores from last night. We're going to hit on the Arkansas Razorbacks. They're going to be in action. And a whole lot more right here. Oh, also, don't forget, 9:45, we're going to have birthdays and anniversaries. So if you got a birthday or an anniversary coming up, 323-642-1128, and we will get it on the air. All right, we're gone. We'll be back in 2 minutes right here on The Greg Skrull Show. Central Time, 8:30 in Florida, and I think it's 10:30 in Florida. My bad. 8:30, 7:30 Mountain and Pacific. All right. 323-642-1128 is the phone number. Don't forget, 9:45, we're going to be having birthdays and anniversaries, so feel free to get those in, Blog Talk Radio. You can also go to the chat room, blogtalkradio.com/The Greg Skrull Show. Find our page and hit the chat room button and get in there. All right. We were talking about NBA basketball. All right. My scoreboard. Here it is. Here's the scoreboard from last night's NBA basketball action. You had the Brooklyn Nets defeat Sacramento 103-100. Golden State Warriors 126. Houston 113. Phoenix Suns 118. Portland Trailblazers 113. The New Orleans Pelicans 96. Lakers 80. Oklahoma City Thunder 105. Washington, whatever they call themselves now, 103. That was in overtime. Memphis Grizzlies, 92. Toronto Raptors, 86. Dallas Mavericks, 98. Minnesota T-Wolves, 75. Are they still the Timberwolves? Cleveland Cavs, 106. Utah Jazz, 92. New York Knicks, 98. 76ers, 91. Charlotte Hornets, 78. Miami Heat, 76. Atlanta Hawks, 110. Indiana Pacers, 91. And Detroit Pistons, 128. Orlando Magic, 118. It's also funny talking about basketball scores. I saw something funny on the news. Will Ferrell was kicked out of a basketball game at Oklahoma or the L.A. Pelicans game for throwing a basketball at a cheerleader. Come to find out, it was part of a movie that's being filmed, and I'm trying to find the information so I can tell you more about it. And Will Ferrell, he's just always up to stuff like that. And so, like I say, Will Ferrell, let me Google it real quick. Will Ferrell, here we go. All right, Will Ferrell hit. Here's the story, and I'll just read it straight from the story. Will Ferrell hits cheerleader with basketball while filming new movie. Will Ferrell made a surprise appearance at the New Orleans Pelicans games against the L.A. Lakers, where he pelted a cheerleader in the face with a basketball. The actor was then immediately tossed from the arena. The incident was part of a stunt for the actor's new film, Daddy's Home, in which an attempted half-court shot goes awry, whatever you want to call it. All right. Of course, the entire scene was caught on camera as fans and reporters shared vines and images on social media. All right. So, anyway, I don't know if the cheerleader knew about it. I'm trying to find out more about this. But we'll probably be talking about this. All right. Will Ferrell's attempt half-court shot staged hits cheerleader in the face. This is coming from Sports Illustrated, the sporting Bible, as we call it. All right. Like I say, can't really having a hard time finding more information, but we will keep an eye out on this and pass more information on to you as we know more about it. Phone lines are open, 323-642-1128. While we're talking about it, no, we don't want to do that. We won't go over here. All right, we're going to go over here. Oh, we just need one. And we're going to talk about the basketball action for tonight for the NBA. And schedule looks like this. Utah, Milwaukee, San Antonio, Chicago, Boston and Portland, Brooklyn, and the Clippers. That is your NBA matchup for tonight. All right. Now, Arkansas Razorbacks. Let's talk a little hog ball. The Razorbacks. Kind of having some hard times right now. They're not back in action until tonight. They take on Alabama, and be anxious to see if Arkansas can get over that hump and get back into victory column. I mean, I love Mike Anderson to death. I think Mike Anderson's a great basketball coach, but I've said it on the last couple of shows, I'm not a basketball genius, but I'm smart enough to know that if the opponent is putting on a full court press, then you need to speed the game up some because that's how you break that full court press. Mike Anderson's been slowing the game down. He's having the guys walk the ball up the court. And Mike Anderson's got the athletes where they can do some old-school Nolan Richardson hog ball gun and fun, or fun and gun, whichever you want to call it. So hopefully Mike Anderson's going to get this thing figured out and learn how to beat that full court trap or whatever you press, whatever you want to call it. And maybe we'll see a difference. You know, I don't know. They They didn't play early in the week. Their last game was Saturday. So, like I say, hopefully the Hogs can get the thing turned around. They're 13-4 on the season. They're currently ranked 7th in the Southeastern Conference. Alabama is 12-5, and so in the Southeastern Conference. Did I say Southwest Conference? My bad. God, shows my age. So hopefully Arkansas can get this thing turned around and you know, get that W. Michael Qualls, Bobby Portis, just a lot of great characters. And hopefully the Hogs can get turned around and get this thing on the road. All right. Time is it. We're going to go ahead and do a quick break right here. Don't forget, birthdays and anniversaries coming up, 323-642-1128, right here on the Greg Skrull Show, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Gunther Vinson, he is listening to the show. We were chatting in the chat room during the little musical break right there, and Gunther brought up Jerry Jones. In case the fans hadn't heard about this, Jerry Jones has donated $10 million to the U of H athletic department. So, naturally, the first thing that comes to mind is, what is he up to? Because he just recently purchased some land here in Northwest Arkansas and donated that to the university. And now he's donated another $10.5 million to the athletic program at the University of Arkansas. And in a way, you know, you really can't blame him because he is a U of A alumni. You know, he played on the championship team in '64. So you really can't blame him, you know. If the guy wants to donate money to the athletic program, you know, that's just cool, fun, and peachy in my book. But I just, Jerry Jones doesn't do anything without a reason. And so it's going to be anxious to see what happens, you know. And I, you know, I've heard everything under the sun. He's wanting his name put on Razorback Stadium. I've heard that he might want to be athletic director, and I don't think that's possible because since he is an owner of an NFL football team, I don't see that's been a rumor float that's come up in conversations. But because of the NFL rules, that one's strictly just talk. So once it is, you know, it is going to be interesting to see. Man, I got stuff beeping all the way around me today. It is going to be, you know, maybe he is just donating money to the program. There was one more possibility I was thinking of about the land that he donated. There's been mentions of possible new tennis facilities. Really don't need a new baseball field because we got that. We got a great softball field. We got a great football stadium. And we got, they've turned it into what's really turned out to be a nice track and field facility. So there's no, there, you know, there's no telling. I'm trying to think all the things out there that are, that the U of A could possibly use this land, because this is like hundreds of acres that Jerry Jones recently bought and put into a trust or whatever you want to call it. And that, of course, that trust was immediately handed to the U of A. 323-642-1128. The phone lines are open. Whatever you want to talk about, we got 15 minutes left on the show today. I'm going to put that on Facebook. Got to learn how to spell phone first. All right. Gotta learn how to type better. 323-642-1128. The phone lines are open. There's something you want to call in, talk about. And, I mean, we've hit on a lot of stuff today. Deflategate, New England Patriots. I'm still going with Seattle. Somewhere I gotta find. I got my blue warm-up suit and my lime green tennis shoes. So now I gotta find me a lime green t-shirt, even if it doesn't say Seattle on it. And show support for the Seahawks. I just think the Seahawks are going to take out New England unless they try something again. And once again, the NCAA is investigating Deflategate. So we're anxious to see what's going on there. Got a text yesterday from the folks at the Arkansas Fight League. Looks like some more MMA action is going to be coming back to Northwest Arkansas. So we're anxious to see what happens with that. All righty. Don't forget, you got Extreme Fighting Inc. Ice taking place in Fort Smith, Arkansas. Adrenaline Fight League taking place in Springfield, Missouri. Was trying to find some results for Brawl Inc. They had their big event this past weekend. All right. Take a look at this. I'm just getting this over the news line. Out of the University of Arkansas Sports Information Office, the University of Arkansas has named Dan Enos offensive coordinator and quarterback coach. Enos comes to Arkansas after five seasons as head coach at Central Michigan, where he called the offensive plays for the Chippewas. Let's see. At Central Michigan, he coached offensive tackle Eric Fisher, who became the first Mid-American Conference player selected number one overall in the NFL draft in the 2013 by KC's Chiefs. He was a former coach at Michigan State. And he was recently named by Rivals.com, top 25 recruiters in the nation. Anxious to see what Coach Enos brings to the University of Arkansas. In 2014, Central Michigan led the MAC and was ranked 8th nationally in time of possession, controlling the clock for an average of 33 minutes per game. Chippewas also excelled at passing efficiency. They were 3rd in the MAC, 18th nationally, with a 149.55 efficiency rating. Junior quarterback Cooper Rush set a FBS bowl record with 7 passing touchdowns in the Popeyes Bahama Bowl. So there you go. This could prove a good move for Arkansas. If those numbers are valid and true, we could see a definite improvement in the passing game. 747 area code, you are on the Greg Skrull Show. What do you got for me today?
This is Isaac Badger calling.
Isaac Badger, what's going on, brother?
What's going on, man? I saw you on the show today, so I thought I'd give it a call.
Yeah, you got a big fight coming up, don't you?
Yeah, I'm out here in Oklahoma. I'll fight today around 6 o'clock. And then tomorrow, Friday, I should have a boxing match if I make it through this one unscathed. But I might just go home because in February, I got another Muay Thai match coming up. So.
Right, right. What promotion are you fighting with, and who are you fighting?
I forgot the guy's name. He's kind of got like an awkward name, but I'm down here in Oklahoma. I'm fighting, I think, his what is it?
SCS?
Yes.
Yeah, down there at the casino, down there on the border.
Yep.
Yeah. And then you mentioned you got a big Muay Thai fight coming up in February. Where is that going to be at?
It's going to be in St. Charles, Missouri. It's a rematch between me and Joe Mueller.
Right, right, right. Good deal. Well, Isaac, glad to have you on the show, brother. Glad to have you call in, talk about your fights you got coming up. Good luck to you tonight down there, SCS. I'm trying to remember the name of the casino that's at down there. Sugar Creek.
Yes.
Sugar Creek Casino. So, Isaac Badger. I've seen Isaac fight many, many times, and I look forward to seeing him fighting again in the future. So, good luck tonight, Isaac. And, you know, feel free to call back anytime before your Muay Thai fight and talk about it some more.
All right, I most definitely will. Thanks for having me.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Isaac Badger right here on the Greg Skrull Show today. Great fighter. Looking forward to seeing him fighting again in the future. He's got that fight tonight at SES, Sugar Creek. I forget the full name of the promotion. Anyway, and then he's got his big Muay Thai fight coming up in February. Best of luck for him. All right. Woo, we got 7 minutes left on the show. Whoa. I hear some music coming up here in the background. What's that all about? Music, ladies and gentlemen. We've got about 5 minutes left on the show today, so let's hit our birthdays real quick. Don Michelle Martin, happy birthday to Don Michelle. Christopher James, one of my ring announcing brethren, big happy birthday going out to him. Sarah Kaufman. If you're over in the Oklahoma City area and you're wanting to find about health and nutrition, losing weight, getting healthy, then you need to track down Sarah Kaufman with Herbalife, and she will fix you up. I also want to say a happy birthday to Tammy Jackson. Happy birthday to her. Out of respect, we're not going to mention numbers, but we're just going to say happy birthday. Happy birthday to these people. And if anybody else out there listening having a birthday today, we just want to say happy birthday to you from the Greg Squirrel Show. All right. Let's take a look at my listener list for today. Cindy, Brandy, Daniel, Desiree, Brian, Lucy, Crystal, Levi, Mike, Kimberly, Toby, Christy, Myrna, Pedro, Cassandra, Mike, Isaac, and Hunter listening to the show today right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. All right. We want to wish everybody a great weekend because all right, sorry about that. Been having phone issues today. Lost our signal again, but we are back for the final 3 minutes. All right. Once again, Nate Kirby, in case y'all didn't hear it, great promoter down in the Little Rock, Arkansas area. Want to give a big shout-out to him. All right. The weekend is just about here, boys and girls. Once again, get out and enjoy it. If you're in Fort Smith, go check out Extreme Fighting, Inc. Come join, if you're in Springfield, Missouri area, come join me up at Adrenaline Fight League at the Shrine Mosque. And don't forget, you can go in and listen to our archives, blogtalkradio.com/The Greg Squirrel Show. Listen to any of our past shows. And as always, you can call in live, 323-642-1128, every Tuesday, every Thursday, 9 a.m. So, got some new music we're going to throw on to take it to the house this morning. So, everybody have a great weekend. Don't forget the Hogs. If you're a Hog fan, the Hogs are on TV tonight. So, we will go right here on Block Talk Radio. Bruno Mars. Thinking about that uptown funk.
That ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Stylin', wildin', living it up in the city. Got Chuck's on with Saint Laurent, gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the firemen, I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man, I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am, I'm too hot. And my band bout that money, break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls. hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown